This article is brought to you by the best-selling book Say It Right Every Time, The Black Book of Eamon Blackthorne. Because the right words, at the right moment, change everything. What is toxic trait projection, and why the person with the problem makes you feel like you have it? How to spot when someone else's flaws are being handed to you as your own? In short, toxic trait projection is when someone with a genuine flaw accuses you of having that exact flaw, leaving you defending yourself against a problem that was never yours. The person doing the projecting is usually the one most loudly making the accusation. Projection is disorienting because it triggers your own honest self-reflection, which decent people always do first. Naming the pattern clearly to yourself, if not to them, is the first step toward reclaiming your footing. Definition: toxic trait projection occurs when a person with a damaging or destructive behavioral pattern accuses another person of displaying that same pattern. Rather than taking responsibility for their own behavior, they transfer the flaw outward, making the target feel responsible for a problem they did not create. You are sitting in a meeting, calm and prepared, when someone across the table accuses you of being the difficult one, the dismissive one, the one who never listens. And for a moment, you genuinely wonder if they are right. That moment of wondering is exactly what toxic trait projection depends on. It works because you are a decent person who takes criticism seriously. The person leveling the accusation knows, consciously or not, that you will pause and examine yourself before you examine them. Understanding toxic trait projection does not make you cynical. It makes you clear. And clear is the only place you can stand firm from. If you want to understand how this kind of behavior damages team environments more broadly, what psychological safety really means, and how it shapes group dynamics, is worth your time. Here, we focus on the projection itself, what it is, how it works, and how to see it before it does its damage. What toxic trait projection actually means. Toxic trait projection is a specific pattern of blame shifting, where the person doing the harm accuses someone else of that same harm. It is not a vague insult or a moment of frustration. It is a consistent, identifiable behavior where the flaw being criticized is precisely the flaw the accuser carries. In practice, it looks like this. A colleague who regularly dominates conversations accuses you of not letting others speak. A manager who withholds information complains that you are secretive. A team member who misses deadlines tells leadership you are the one who slows things down. The accusation is not random. It mirrors their own behavior with unsettling accuracy. Here is an example. A senior colleague spends a meeting cutting people off, steering every topic back to herself. Afterwards, she pulls you aside and tells you that you have a problem with listening, and that people find you dismissive. You walk away rattled, replaying every word you said in that meeting. That disorientation is the projection working exactly as it does. This matters because projection is not just unfair. It is actively misleading. It redirects attention, creates false accountability, and can slowly erode your confidence if you do not know what you're looking at. Why recognizing projection early matters. The stakes with projection are real. Left unnamed and unaddressed, it does quiet, lasting damage to individuals and to the teams around them. Your confidence takes the hit that was meant for theirs. When you absorb a projection without recognizing it, you carry the weight of a flaw that belongs to someone else. Over time, that weight changes how you speak, how you present yourself, and how much space you're willing to take up in a room. The actual problem goes unresolved. Projection is a deflection mechanism. While everyone focuses on defending or examining you, the person with the genuine toxic trait continues unchallenged. The real behavior never gets addressed because the conversation has been redirected. Team trust erodes from the confusion. When colleagues witness projection and cannot name it, they often split their observations between two competing versions of events. That ambiguity is damaging, and avoiding difficult conversations only deepens the harm when projection goes unchallenged. Patterns of manipulation become normalized. If projection is consistently rewarded with compliance and self-doubt, it becomes the dominant communication style in that environment. Others learn, consciously or not, that accusation is more effective than accountability. This is not theoretical. I've watched capable, crowned people second-guess themselves for months because one skilled projector had made the accusation loudly and often enough. The cost is real. The key signs that toxic trait projection is present. You know toxic trait projection is at work when you see these patterns appear consistently, not just once in a difficult moment. Number 1. The accusation mirrors the accuser. The behavior being described sounds exactly like what the accuser does, not what you do. When a person who avoids accountability accuses you of never owning your mistakes, the precision of that accusation is a signal worth noting. Number two, the timing is conflict-driven. Projection tends to surface during disagreement, criticism, or moments when the other person feels exposed. It is a defensive maneuver. If the accusation only appears when they are under pressure, the pattern matters. Number three, the charge is vague but delivered with force. Projection rarely comes with specific examples. It tends toward sweeping statements. You always do this, or everyone has noticed. The conviction is high. The evidence is thin. Honest feedback, by contrast, tends to be specific and calm. For how to approach a genuinely difficult conversation, clarity and specificity are the starting point. Number four, your self-examination leads nowhere. After genuine constructive criticism, reflection tends to produce something concrete you can work on. After projection, you examine yourself carefully and find nothing that matches that accusation. That emptiness after honest searching is informative. Number five, the behavior continues regardless of your response. Whether you defend yourself, apologize, or change your approach, the accusation resurfaces. That is because projection is not about correcting you. It is about deflecting attention from the projector. What these signs add up to is a recognizable pattern, not an isolated moment. Anyone can be unfair once under stress. Projection is a repeated system of deflection that protects the person doing it at your expense. Common misconceptions about toxic trait projection. Let me clear up three things people consistently get wrong about toxic trait projection. Misconception. Only manipulative, calculating people project their toxic traits onto others. The truth, projection often has no conscious intent behind it. Many people who project their flaws are doing so as a genuine defense mechanism, a way of managing feelings they can't face in themselves. That does not make the behavior acceptable or less harmful, but it does mean you're not always dealing with a deliberate predator. Sometimes you are dealing with someone whose self-awareness is genuinely limited. Understanding that difference helps you respond without escalating unnecessarily. Misconception. If you simply explain yourself clearly, the projector will recognize what they are doing and stop. The truth. Explanation alone really works, and here is why. Projection exists precisely because the person cannot or will not look at themselves honestly. Offering a clear, rational defense gives them more material to work with, not less. What breaks the pattern is not explanation, but a calm, direct question that requires them to be specific. Scripts for addressing behavior that undermines a group can show you how to do this without escalating the conflict. Misconception. Being the target of projection means you are somehow inviting it. The truth. Projection targets people who are conscientious and self-reflective precisely because those people will genuinely consider the criticism before rejecting it. Your decency is what makes you a viable target, not any weakness or failure on your part. The person doing the projecting has found someone who will pause and look inward, and they rely on that pause. Recognizing this is not about becoming defensive. It is about not mistaking your own integrity for a fault. The short version, projection is about the projector, not about you. A quick note before we continue. Most people leave the hardest conversations for last and regret the words they used when they finally had them. The best-selling book Say It Right Every Time gives you 115 tested scripts for those exact moments, the ones that shape careers, relationships, and how people remember you. Get your copy at emonblackthorne.com. Now, back to the article. Toxic trait projection in real situations. Here is what toxic trait projection looks like when it is, and is not, present in the workplace. A department head consistently takes credit for his team's output and gives no acknowledgement when things go well. When a team member raises this in a one-on-one meeting, he responds by accusing her of self-promotion and of trying to undermine the group's collective effort. She leaves the meeting questioning her own motives. The accusation is a precise inversion of his own behavior, delivered with enough authority that she spends a week wondering if he is right. In a team setting, two colleagues are asked to co-present a proposal. One of them does almost none of the preparation. On the day, he pulls the other aside before the meeting and tells her she's not communicated clearly and that her lack of effort on the brief is going to reflect badly on both of them. She is stunned. She spent three evenings on that brief. Passive-aggressive behavior often runs alongside projection, and this is a clear example of both working together. In a leadership situation, a senior leader who is known for making emotional, Reactive Decisions accuses a junior manager of being too impulsive and not thinking things through. The junior manager is known internally for his careful approach, but the accusation comes from someone with authority, and colleagues start to wonder. The leader has successfully shifted the narrative, at least temporarily, away from his own pattern of reactive decision-making. Understanding how the amygdala hijack works in high-pressure moments helps explain why projection lands so effectively in these situations. What these scenarios share is the same basic structure the person with a genuine problem names the problem as yours. Key takeaways. Here is what matters most about toxic trait projection. Name it to yourself first. You do not have to say it aloud to anyone, but recognizing that what you're experiencing is projection, not deserved criticism, is the essential first step. Without that, you cannot respond with confidence. Trust your self-examination. If you look honestly and find nothing that matches the accusation, that finding counts. Decent people do not endlessly examine themselves and come up empty, without reason. Ask for specifics, calmly. The question, "Can you give me a specific example?" is your most effective tool. Projection really survives contact with the requirement to be concrete. Ask it once, quietly, and let the silence do its work. Do not let the volume of the accusation determine its truth. Projection is often delivered with force and certainty. Loudness is not evidence. Confidence in the accusation is not proof of accuracy. Protect your confidence as an act of responsibility. If you allow projection to rewrite how you see yourself, the person with the actual toxic trait continues unchecked while you shrink. Holding your ground is not arrogance. It is accurate. Building the kind of environment where empathy and honest communication work together requires that everyone owns what is actually theirs. If you want to go further, the next step is learning how to address these behaviors directly, without losing your composure or your credibility. Toxic trait projection loses its power the moment you can see it clearly for what it is. Frequently asked questions. What is toxic trait projection? Toxic trait projection is when someone with a damaging behavior pattern accuses you of exhibiting that very behavior. Instead of owning their flaw, they transfer it onto you. It leaves the target feeling confused, defensive, and wrongly responsible for a problem they did not create. How do you recognize toxic trait projection at work? Watch for a pattern where one person consistently accuses colleagues of the exact behaviors they display themselves. A chronic blame shifter who calls others blame shifters, or a poor listener who accuses everyone of not listening, are classic signs. The accusation arrives with unusual force and frequency. Why does toxic trait projection make you doubt yourself? Projection works because the accusation hits before you have time to think. The other person sounds certain, even angry, which triggers your own self-examination. Most decent people ask themselves first whether the criticism is fair, and that instinct is what a projector relies on. What is the difference between toxic trait projection and honest feedback? Honest feedback is specific, timely, and consistent with how the person giving it actually behaves. Toxic trait projection is vague or exaggerated, arrives during conflict, and describes something the accuser themselves routinely does. The pattern of behavior around the accusation is the clearest tell. How do you respond to someone who projects their toxic traits onto you? Stay calm and do not immediately defend or concede. Name what you are observing without attacking the person. Ask a simple clarifying question, "Can you give me a specific example?" That one question forces the accusation to become concrete, and projection rarely survives that contact with specifics. Can toxic trait projection happen unintentionally? Yes, some people project their own flaws without any awareness they're doing it. The behavior is still harmful regardless of intent. Whether the projection is conscious manipulation or unconscious defensiveness, your experience of it, the confusion and self-doubt it creates, is equally real and deserves the same clear response. Thank you for listening. If this article helped, the best-selling book 8 Right Every Time will take you the rest of the way. 115 scripts ready to use whenever you need them. Visit emonblickthorne.com to get your copy.